Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I am your friendly, blind, Big Ten neighborhood referee. That Adam Carriker guy is taking the day off. I tell you what, when I moved that ball after they got that first down, Nebraska, and I moved it back 84 yards, made it second and 92. Oh, that was a great feeling that day, Jake. This Adam Carriker guy wants us to be held accountable. He wants us to be, like, suspended and fined and wants it to be known publicly, and he wants us to have to do press conferences afterwards. What is wrong with public accountability? I don't believe in accountability. I don't believe in such things. I just want to do whatever I want and get a bonus check the next day as long as Ohio State wins. That's what I believe in. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show on the Ticket is sponsored by our good friends. Do we have a caller? Yeah, we have a caller, right?
We have got James. Yeah, we got James on the line.
All right, I'm going to get out of the way and let Adam Carriker do his thing for the Carriker Trivia Challenge here in a minute. All right. But in the meantime, segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. As blind as I am, I can see that their burnt end sandwiches, their brisket burritos, and barbecue nachos are just absolutely delicious. A full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much more. Plus incredible sides, ladies and gentlemen. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, Jake. Let's bring on the caller. Let's have some fun. Carriker's Trivia Challenge. I guess it's becoming a Thursday thing at this point. Round 2. All right, just for those who know, I got lucky last week. Did pretty well. Came out on top. All right, but we got round 2 coming up. Let's see what happens today.
Yeah, well, lucky's one thing. You got every question right, so we're going to see if you have any.
That's why. Today. That's why I know it was luck.
So we are playing for $20 to Pillar Restaurant Group. That includes Venue, Piedmont Bistro, Good Sense Deli, Fresh Subs. So that's what's on the line today. And we do have James on the line. James, you big UCLA fan? We got some UCLA trivia coming.
Not so much.
I like my odds. I'm doing good already. All right, James, go ahead.
All right, James, we're going to start with you. I've got 3 questions. It's going to be either or. You just tell me which ones. And if you get all 3 right or if you match Adam's points anyway, we'll go to the tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right, we'll start it off with this one. Who had more wins at UCLA? Was it Carl Durrell or Rick Neuheisel?
Rick Neuheisel.
It was actually Carl Durrell with 35 to Rick Neuheisel's 21. Which one of these quarterbacks was a top 10 pick? Was it Josh Rosen or Cade McNown?
Josh Rosen.
That is correct. Josh Rosen was picked 10th, and Cade McNown was picked 12th in their respective draft. Who holds UCLA's reception single season record with 82? Is it Freddie Mitchell or J.J. Stokes?
Freddie Mitchell.
It was actually J.J. Stokes with the 82 there. So you did get 1 point, which at least puts you on the board and gets you a chance here against Carriker. All right, Carriker, we will go over to you now. Again, got to get 1 point at least to match and head to the tiebreaker. Who has more wins? Who had more wins, I should say, at UCLA? Chip Kelly or Jim Mora Jr.?
Man. I'm going to go with Chip Kelly.
It was actually Jim Mora with 46.
Dang it.
Chip Kelly had 35.
All right.
Which one of these running backs was selected higher in the NFL draft? Was it Maurice Jones-Drew or Deshaun Foster?
Deshaun Foster.
It was Deshaun Foster. Deshaun Foster was the both second-round picks. Deshaun Foster was picked 34th, Maurice Jones-Drew 60th. So now you are tied with James.
Ooh, a lot of pressure.
See if we get to the tiebreaker. Yeah, a big question here. Who is UCLA's all-time leading tackler with 481 tackles? Is it Eric Kendricks or Anthony Barr?
Did you say USC-CLA?
I might have.
Okay, can you say the names again? I was stuck on USC-CLA.
I like that. Who's UCLA's all-time leading tackler, Eric Kendricks or Anthony Barr?
I'm going to go with Anthony Barr is more of a pass rusher, I believe. So I'm going to go with Eric Kendricks.
Eric Kendricks is correct. Ooh. So you've got 2 points.
All right.
Unfortunately, that's going to win the game for James. Unfortunately for you, I should say. James, is that you do not win, but you can still win if you are caller number three, because Adam plays for the people. So caller number three, 402-464-5685 will win $20 on behalf of Adam Carricker to the Pillar Restaurant Group. Again, Venue Good Sense and Piedmont Bistro all included in there. We don't have to go to the tiebreaker, but I always like to see what
you
got here.
Yes. Well, first of all, shout out to James. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you calling in, having some fun with us. All right, what's our tiebreaker? What would it have been, Jake?
It would have been Troy Aikman related. Troy Aikman started for UCLA in 1987 and 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Beck finished third in the Heisman in 1988. How many passing touchdowns in two seasons did he have? So combined.
Like, I'm supposed to know the exact yards?
Well, the passing touchdowns.
Oh, passing. Sorry, yeah. Passing touchdown.
And the
I'd rather talk about, because I don't know the answer to that. I'd rather deflect and talk about the fact that he was once committed to Oklahoma and then Barry Switzer lied to him, was going to make him run the option, which he didn't want to do. And that's how he got to UCLA. Hmm. Does that count for the answer?
That does not count for the answer.
Dang it. How many exact passing touchdowns in 2 years? Troy Aikman. By the way, why is he never talked about as one of the top 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time? 3 Super Bowls. How much longer can I deflect? Just saying.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I'm going to go. I'm trying here. All right, so let's go with 33.
That was a good number. From there, we would go over or under if it would get to the tiebreaker, but it's actually 41. 41.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I deflected. I give myself an A for deflection, F for the actual answer, but I tried. All right. Carricker's Trivia Challenge. I think it's becoming a Thursday thing, Jake. Mm. All right, each and every week. Thank you for calling in, James. What are we going to do next week? Got a bye week. You got bye week topics?
I can come up with something.
Yeah. You can come up with something. We're going to do it every week, no matter if it's a bye week, in season, out of season. Ladies and gentlemen, Carricker's Trivia Challenge. All right. I do have to offer quick thoughts on the Yankees and Dodgers. I actually grew up, I don't know, I've mentioned this before sporadically, and at some point, if people are interested, I can talk more about my time in baseball and how I actually thought I was going to be a pro baseball player, but in the meantime, I'll just simply say I played more baseball games in my life, and yes, you play more games and you do practice in baseball. I know that's how that sport works. Then I have football, which I played for 20 years, and basketball combined, which basketball is actually the first sport I ever played. So I'm pretty keen on a lot of the other sports, and I especially, my son loves baseball as well. But the Yankees and Dodgers, man, I have never rooted for the Yankees in my life, and I instantly just turned heel on about 40% of our callers, and the other 60% are like, yeah, I'm with you. Well, 50% and then 10% are like, I don't care about baseball, but that's okay. Bear with me for a minute. I've never rooted for the Yankees in my entire life, the whole buying championships thing and all that. Okay.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And my dad never liked them, so that was just kind of ingrained in me as well. When the Dodgers went up 3-0 in this World Series, it's the first time in my life I've ever rooted for the Yankees, just simply because I didn't want to see a sweep, and then I wanted the series to get back to L.A., and then the Dodgers could win in front of their home crowd. That whole thing. It's much more entertaining, much more fun to watch a team win the championship in front of their home crowd, in my opinion. All right. So I'm watching the game last night, and the Yankees were up 5-0. And it felt so weird and awkward for me, being so anti-New York Yankee. I was like happy. It's like, yes, the series is going to keep continuing. I can watch these games with my kids. This is fun. They're going to go back to LA and the Dodgers are going to win because they're the better team. And they can celebrate in front of their home crowd. And then that'll be a lot of fun. And then a basic 10-year-old, 10U fly ball is hit directly, softly, not hard. The hardest fly balls to handle in the world is a line drive right at you in the outfield. It's really hard to read that depth perception. Just soft liner right at Judge. Had he not put his glove up, it might have hit him right in the belly button, right in the chest, and he misses it. And I actually felt bad for Aaron Judge because he's been, I mean, he's one of my few Yankee players I root for because he's got the natural home run record. And we can get into the whole roids debate during the offseason of the actual home run record, 74 and 70 and whatever. Okay, but 62 to me is the natural home run record. That's Aaron Judge. All right. And then he comes back. And he follows it up with 50-plus home runs, all right, either the next season or two seasons later. But he's been struggling this entire offseason. He just seems like a good dude. I'm fully well aware he actually had more football scholarships coming out of high school. He's like 6'7", 285, and chose to play baseball. So I just root for the guy. I do not root for the Yankees as a whole, but I root for Judge because I like him. And he's struggling. He's not just in a slump. He's striking out, and he's looking really bad at the plate. Early on in the game, hits a home run. Everyone's excited. Everyone's excited for the home run. Everyone's excited for the lead. Everyone's excited for Judge to apparently break out of the slump. Then, unfortunately, he makes the mistake later on. And I continued to watch this inning. I forget what inning it was. Fifth inning, fourth inning, sixth inning. And I saw a gold glove winning shortstop. All right, the Yankees shortstop, if you don't know, Anthony Volpe is a gold glove winner this year. The runner's on second due to glove, Judge missing the fly ball. Grounder hit to Volpe. It takes him the direction of third. So the easy thing to do is throw it quickly to third. Your momentum's taking you that way. You get the force out. He misses a 10-foot throw. And I'm just like, uh-oh. What is going on? This is not good. You got a 5-run lead. So you're still feeling okay. Were you watching the game at all, Jake?
I tuned in for the end to watch the Yankees lose, but I didn't watch them break it down.
Oh, you're in a Red Sox uniform. Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't even realize. How did I miss? I just totally bypassed the headline. All right, Mr. Red Sox, what was your reaction watching the Yankees lose? And then I'll finish my soliloquy.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, I love the Yankees lose. Especially to melt down like that. Yeah.
Oh, in front of the wow.
Fans. Perfect.
What if they had come back and did what the Red Sox did? Was it 0-4? The Red Sox were down 0-3 and then came back, won the series the first time in any pro sport, hockey, basketball. They don't do this in football, but baseball. Anybody had ever been down 0-3 and came back and won the series and won the World Series eventually. And they did it against the Yankees. What if the Yankees had done that to the Dodgers? How furious would you have been, Mr. Red Sox fan? I did not know you were a Red Sox fan.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm right in front of the line of hating the Yankees. But yeah, I mean, that was incredible. I was hoping nothing like that would happen. But like I said, my favorite part was in the ninth inning, at the bottom of the ninth, they're scanning across the Yankees crowd, looking how sad everybody is. That was perfect. That made my day.
That made your day? Yeah. All right. Now we got another thing in common, man. All right. But to put a button on my story, not my story, just me watching this unfold, and I'm actually for the first time in my life rooting for the Yankees, and then they lose, so it was like a double negative for me. I have to root for a team I hate, and then I watch the team that I hate that I'm now having to root for lose in the most ugly 10U baseball kid fashion way, little league, like bad little league baseball. So the center fielder misses it's the most routine fly ball ever right at him. Your gold glove winning shortstop can't make a 10-foot throw. And then Garrett, too good to run to first base, Cole. They hit the ball on the ground to the first baseman. The pitcher does not run over to cover first. The Yankees had to get 6 outs in this inning. They end up losing in the most god-awful, ugly way possible. And normally, I would have been over there partying with Jake. All right, bottoms up, man. Let's celebrate this. But it was like a double whammy for me because now I'm mad that I rooted for the Yankees. I'm mad that the Yankees lost while I'm rooting for them. And then they lost in the most little league way possible with some of the best players they have. A gold glove winner, the natural home run all time. He's not a center fielder, though, let's be honest. But that's their fault for signing Juan Soto and putting him in right and moving Judge over to center. Oh, man. I just had to offer some quick thoughts on how brutal that was. And really is about me. It was just all about me. It was just a horrible evening for me. It was just all about me, not about the Yankees or their World Series championships or anything like that, or the LA Dodgers winning. I haven't even talked about the team that won. Congratulations to the Dodgers. You look at that lineup. I mean, they got all-stars. They got Hall of Famers. All right, we'll put a button on this, and we'll come back and talk some more college football, namely Ohio State, Penn State, Will Howard's revenge right after this. But put a button on this. Is that Dodgers team, in your opinion, one of the best major league teams of all time? Like, when I say best, they've been playing Major League Baseball for what? God knows how long. Let's say top 50. Would they be in the top 30, 40, somewhere in there?
I mean, I think you'd have to. I mean, just some of the, like you said, some of the names that they have in there. And then the fact, you know, this was the, you know, you rarely get the one seed from each side to meet up. And it didn't necessarily end up being a close series. So, yeah, give them a lot of credit.
It wasn't even close, was it? No. I still say Murderer's Row. Greg, Ruth, Maris, that's still the best ever in my, I know I'm talking to a Red Sox fan and I don't like either team, but that's still tough for me to admit. Final thought, the fans the night before, you know, one of them actually, the one that grabbed Mookie's mitt and the other one literally held his wrist and they pried the ball out. By the way, that's how Big Ten officials officiate the Nebraska games. We literally just pull the win right out of your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. I might be blind, but even you can see that. I'm just going to say it. The Yankees fans wanted to win the World Series more than the players did. And it just bore out on the field. And as brutal as it was for Yankees fans, it was more brutal for this anti-Yankees fan to have to root for him, watch him lose, and then endure that whole thing. That makes sense?
Yeah.
I don't think it made sense, but that's okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll talk some Ohio State, some Penn State. Will Howard, the Pennsylvania Player of the Year coming out of high school, snubbed by Penn State. Now at Ohio State, going back to Penn State this weekend, number 3 versus number 4, and it's a revenge game, and we're going to play an audio clip of something he had to say earlier this week. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.